Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Of the three types of cane commonly available, the long cane, the guide cane, and the symbol cane, it could be the symbol cane that many people first come across. And although it's not a mobility aid, it can have a valuable role to play for some vision-impaired people, as Leslie Franklin from RNIB, which sells all three types of cane, told us.
For many people, the first cane they may become aware of is the symbol cane. We always recommend that people, when they're using a mobility aid, have the right training to be able to make the most of that cane. But with the symbol cane, it's just to make people aware. It's not for yourself, it's to make other people aware that you have a visual impairment and therefore sometimes may need help or may need support.
And is it actually simply because the cane, the white cane, is a symbol that the sighted world understands?
It is a case of that. It indicates to people that you have a visual impairment. They're certainly not to be used to detect obstacles because they're not robust enough. They're a lightweight symbol cane, short, held across the body to really basically indicate to other people you have a visual impairment.
And are the people that you can talk to about one's residual vision, how much vision you do have that's usable, which can give you an idea as to whether a symbol cane would be the thing for you to have? You know, in other words, you can see enough at the moment, but you still have, as you say, an impairment to the sight that perhaps needs the use of a symbol cane as well.
I think when people become aware that they have a sight loss problem, they will seek advice and support where they can. But there might be a bit of resistance for some people to use a cane. They feel, you know, it's actually showing a bit of vulnerability or something. But actually, in the positive way, it shows that you may need support and you may need help. So it's actually a good way, I think, to be able to demonstrate to people that sight loss is an issue with you. And for many people, carrying a symbol cane really gives them the confidence to go out a little bit more, you know, and be a bit more mobile, because then they can ask for some help because of their sight loss.
And in terms of the structure of them, are they a solid cane? Can you get foldable ones, just like the long canes can be, for example?
They come in different sizes. And obviously, because they're just a symbol, they don't want to be as long as a long cane, because you don't want to be touching the floor. So they come in four different sizes that we offer. And they're all folding. So again, they're really good, because when you're not using it, you can store it in a pocket or a bag. So they fold into themselves. The smaller ones are three sections, and the longer ones are four sections. So nice and handy and compact when you don't need to use it.
And looking at mobility in a broader sense, you talked about how different people come to terms with their sight loss and indeed what they want to do and how they want to do it. And obviously that's an individual decision. Do you have a broader source of information for people who want to, yes, look at a symbol cane, see if that could suit them, or maybe look at other options as well?
As I said at the beginning, sometimes that's the first cane that people start to use as a symbol cane, but as they realise and become more familiar with it and confident with it, it could be that they move on to a guide cane or a long cane. So we do actually have a catalogue that lists all of the canes that we have, and including the tips, and, you know, just gives best practice on how to use and really making the most of the canes that we have.
And that RNIB mobility catalogue is free of charge and available in large print, on CD and in Braille. And as we heard, it contains details of all RNIB's canes, including the symbol cane. And RNIB's white folding symbol canes are available in four different lengths, 70, 85, 100 and 105 centimetres, but they all have the same price of £9.75 each. Blind and partially sighted customers do not pay VAT on this product. And further information is available from RNIB's helpline on telephone number 0303 123 9999, or by emailing helpline@rnib.org.uk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.